This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Market of Interest podcast. Today, I'll attempt to break down the stock market in just 5 minutes. Wish me luck, and let's jump right in. First, let's talk about companies, right? Companies come in two forms, private and public. Private companies allow select investors and partners to own equity in the company. Public companies, however, allow any investor to purchase ownership in the company. Today, that is typically done by way of public exchanges. Equity, an important word to know, represents ownership in a company, and this is represented in shares. Each publicly traded company has a stock, and that stock has shares available to be bought and sold by investors. Private companies do not have stocks listed or shares available. Now, these public exchanges are collectively filled with tens of thousands of stocks, representing the many publicly listed companies. To ensure there are always buyers for sellers and sellers for those looking to buy stock, a market is created for each stock. This is done by what are referred to as market makers. Now go listen to episode 284, where titled, Who is Selling Me Stocks? Who is Buying My Stock? Now, these market makers hold stock, they write options contracts, and many other tasks in their duty to create a liquid market for the stocks. Now, the stock market has two types of investors, retail and institutional investors. Retail investors are people like you and me. Institutional investors are like the big banks, hedge funds that run 401ks and retirement funds, you know, the big money. Now, retail traders and institutional traders, we all trade in the same market trying to make money. Stock prices within the stock market move up, down, and sideways. Prices move up when there's buying among investors or a lack of selling. Prices move down when there's selling or a lack of buying. Prices move sideways when there's an indecision between buyers and sellers. Now, buying is done at what is referred to as the ask. Selling is done at what is referred to as the bid. Now, there are only two ways to make money in the stock market. Buying something, a stock or some form of derivative of a stock, like an options contract, and selling it later for more than you bought it, profiting from the difference. The only other way is to sell something, a stock or a derivative, on the market, and buy it back at a lower price, profiting from the difference. The last thing you need to know that they will never tell you is there's nothing new in the stock market. That's because people don't change, not when you do the averages of those people. So when someone tries to sell you on something or expensive or sell someone you know something expensive, kind of course explaining the stock market, refer to this episode. What you've heard is a basic breakdown of how the stock market works, right? Anything beyond that is just details, lines in the foundation. Determining value, using fundamental analysis, using technical analysis, buying dips, all that stuff comes back to here, right? What company is behind the stock? Whether it moves up, down, sideways is decided by buying and selling among investors. And the only way to earn money is to buy high and sell low or sell high and buy low. This doesn't include dividends, of course. And that took 3 minutes. Look how simple that was. Now, if you ever get too deep down in the stock market rabbit hole, use this episode to ground yourself, right? Use this episode to take a step back and get rid of all the lines and the flashy colors and the indicators and all that stuff. And if your friends or family have any questions, they should start here. Always start simple. Always start with the foundation. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for my interview with CEO of the FinTech Simple Trader Pro, the largest black-owned financial technology company in America. She, Ms. Rosetta Bryson, the CEO, was placed on Ebony's 2021 Power 100 list. Right? So I can tell you, this interview was amazing. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.